Hello, this week's MESM5 will discuss the issues of taking cognitive enhancement drugs or smart pills. Of course, this is meant to just bring up the issue, but any real halachic decision should be made by a qualified rabbi. So in the past decade or so, it's become increasingly common amongst university students to take drugs that might improve their performance on an exam or the like. Ritalin and Adderall are just two examples of drugs that are generally used to treat psychiatric disorders like ADHD, are taken by students without the prescription because they believe that taking these drugs will help them on the test. And in fact, many recent studies have shown this to be true. There are several potential halachic problems with taking such drugs. First of all, giving one an advantage over others and taking a test might be considered cheating, assuming that these drugs do improve test scores. Moreover, one can argue that this isn't even considered cheating because despite the fact that these drugs are only prescription only, they are readily available and easily accessible to most university students. Thus, it might not be considered an unfair advantage if almost any other student who would want to take these drugs could take them if possible and if they wanted to. Not only that, but most exam administrators probably don't consider this to be cheating, because exam regulations rarely have this as one of the prohibited actions. So a bigger problem might actually be legal regulations. Ritalin, Adderall, Danifin are all prescription drugs in the U.S., meaning that FDA regulations prohibit their sale to anyone without a prescription. As the Gemara writes in Baba Basra, Dina de Malchusa Dina, and generally speaking, anything that is prohibited by law is also prohibited by halacha. However, this might not be as simple as you might think. In fact, it could be that the law isn't regulated or enforced in this case. And it's probably the case that only selling such a drug would be a problem, but taking it if someone already gave it to you wouldn't necessarily be illegal. Furthermore, there's a number of over-the-counter cognitive enhancement drugs that don't even require prescriptions. And assuming that these are effective, would those be allowed? So those actually aren't subject to as many FDA regulations because they're billed as dietary supplements and not medications. So considering that FDA regulations and these aren't regulated as much, this brings us to a bigger problem. Are they even safe? Unfortunately, despite many studies, the jury's still out on many of the details, such as the likelihood of physical or mental unwanted side effects and the potential for addiction. Taking something that leads to addiction isn't only a health concern, but it could also be a halachic concern. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, in Yoredeya Chela Gimel Simen Lamed Hei, in the context of discussing marijuana, writes that amongst other problems with marijuana, one's not allowed to do an activity that will negatively impact his free will. Rabbeinu Yona writes in Shaarei Teshuva Shaar Gimel Os Yud Zayin, that uvacharta v'chaim is itself a mitzvah, to keep our choice free. That itself is something that we should make sure to keep in mind. Besides for all of these potential issues, Reb Aryeh Leibowitz in a recent share pointed to a more wide-ranging problem with taking performance or cognitive enhancement drugs. In another tshuva, in Igros Moshe, Igros Chaim, in Chela Gimel Simen Tzadi, Reb Moshe Feinstein discusses the permissibility of using IV to help someone fast on Yom Kippur. This person has nothing medically wrong with him, he just wants to make fasting easier. Reb Moshe notes that the Rabbanan learned from the phrase verapo yerape that we have permission to heal the sick. However, this may only apply to an actual medical treatment which deals with a problem or ailment. Reb Moshe indicates that to perform treatment which does not cure a disease but is simply meant to increase one's cognitive abilities or physical abilities wouldn't fall under the Torah's guideline of permitted medicine and would instead be considered going against God's will. Perhaps then we should just stick with studying hard and a good night's sleep before the test instead of using drugs before a test to enhance our performance. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed this podcast.